आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डेडिकेट टूरिज्म इंटरनेशनल डीप वाटर मल्टीपर्पज सी पोर्ट टू द नेशन इन केरला टुडे। Prime Minister to also launch multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh. India to host Global Media Dialogue at Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. Over 60 countries to participate in the event. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says record GST collection in April showcases resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Dust storm and heavy rain lash Delhi and its adjoining areas, bringing much needed relief to people from persistent heat wave. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs in Jaipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the Virizam International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, India's first semi-automated port, to the nation in Kerala today. Commissioning of Virizam port in Thiruvananthapuram, which is the country's first deep water container transshipment port, will mark a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala in the global maritime map. More from our correspondent.
The official commissioning of the Virizam port in Thiruvananthapuram will take place this morning. Prime Minister will visit the port's operations building and inspect the control systems. The port is being developed under a public-private partnership model. The major part of the phase 1 construction of the Virizam port was completed in December 2024. The Virizam port, which is a dream project of Kerala, is finally becoming a reality after a long wait of nearly 3 decades. The ceremony will be attended by Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal, state ministers and other higher officials. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The Prime Minister will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh this evening. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amaravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. More on this from our correspondent.
In line with government's commitment to ensure world-class infrastructure and connectivity across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate 7 national highway projects and lay foundation stone of 6 national highway projects and 1 railway project in Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Legislative Assembly, High Court, Secretariat and other administrative buildings worth over 11,240 crore in Amaravati, the greenfield capital of Andhra Pradesh. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of missile test range at Nagailanka and PM Ekthamal in Visakhapatnam through virtual mode from Amaravati. Sai Sishla for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
And now, news from Waves Summit 2025. India is set to host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time as part of Waves Summit at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai today. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The 4-day summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Over 60 countries are expected to participate in the event, with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa and the Americas. The dialogue aims to encourage international collaboration, promote best practices and explore avenues for policy alignment, talent exchange and capacity building in the global media space. And now we go over live to our correspondent Adarsh, covering the Waves Summit. Adarsh, what will be the focus area during the Global Media Dialogue?
Sunil, during the Global Media Dialogue, ministerial representatives from 25 countries will participate and discuss on several topics. These include promoting open and fair trade practices in the media and entertainment sector, exploring ethical use of AI, commitment to prevent misinformation, maintaining media integrity, and promoting responsible journalism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will chair the dialogue. And Sunil, the Information and Broadcasting Minister will hold bilateral meetings with senior ministers from 10 countries, including the UK, Russia, Egypt, Bhutan, Bahrain, and Indonesia. Sunil, this will be followed by the release of Waves Declaration, which will lay down a framework for sustainable development, inclusiveness, and global cooperation in media and entertainment.
Right. Can you tell us about the major highlights during the second day of the summit?
Yes, Sunil, the Create in India Challenge Awards will be felicitated to the finalists of 32 challenges spanning across animation, gaming, esports, comic, filmmaking, advertising, social media, and more. Panel discussions are scheduled on diverse topics, Sunil. Many eminent personalities will also grace the event. These include INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Geostar Chairman Neeta Ambani, NVIDIA Vice President Richard Kerris, Head of Instagram Adam Mosseri, T-Series MD Bhushan Kumar, actors Aamir Khan, Nagarjuna, PVR founder Ajay Bijli, actresses Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, Kareena Kapoor Khan, and filmmaker Karan Johar with Shekhar Kapoor as well. And Sunil, meanwhile, renowned musicians Shan, Shankar, Mahadevan, Papon, and more, along with international cultural performances from Egypt and Sri Lanka, are also scheduled.
Thank you so much for that update, Adarsh. Madhya Pradesh is also going to make a new identity on the global stage with its creativity, cultural heritage and tourism possibilities from today onwards at Waves 2025. We have more from our Bhopal correspondent.
Madhya Pradesh is trying to establish its identity as a global media, entertainment and creative innovation center in this event. Madhya Pradesh is a major participant in Waves with innovations like Atulya Madhya Pradesh Pavilion, Amritasya Madhya Pradesh Dance Drama and some new policies. Principal Secretary of Tourism and Culture Department Shiv Shekhar Shukla informed that on this occasion, we will also share new film tourism policy and new AVGC XR policy of the state. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal as the chairperson of the Committee on Estimates for 2025-26. Mr. Birla constituted the 30-member committee with effect from the term ending on the 30th of April next year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the record GST collection in April showcases the resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Gross GST collections for April stood at 2.36 lakh crore rupees, marking a 12.6% increase over the gross collection in April 2024. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman expressed deepest gratitude to the taxpayers whose contributions and faith in the GST architecture drive the nation's progress. She said their contributions reflect a shared commitment to building a Vikasit Bharat. The Supreme Court has said that doctors should only prescribe generic medicines and not any particular brand, aligning with the recent directive issued in Rajasthan. Hearing a petition seeking regulation of unethical marketing practices by pharmaceutical companies, the Apex Court said, if this directive is implemented across the country, it will bring about a huge change. The three-judge bench of the Supreme Court comprises Justices Sandeep Mehta, Vikram Nath and Sanjay Karol. The Apex Court remarked that the issue of pharmaceutical companies allegedly bribing doctors will be resolved if there is a statutory mandate for doctors to prescribe generic medicines. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain today brought much-needed relief to Delhi and the National Capital Region, including Noida, from the persistent heat wave. Dust storm and heavy rain hit parts of Delhi and its adjoining areas this morning. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days, issuing a yellow alert for the national capital. According to the IMD's weekly forecast, thunderstorms with rain are expected today and tomorrow, which may lead to a slight dip in temperatures. Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, has informed that some flights have been impacted at Delhi Airport due to thunderstorms and heavy rainfall in the national capital. It has also requested the passengers to contact the airline concerned for updated flight information. In Uttarakhand, portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened for devotees at 7 a.m. today in Rudraprayag district amid the echoing chants of Vedic mantras and special rituals. Thousands of pilgrims from across India and abroad gathered to witness this divine moment. The air resonated with spiritual fervor as the sacred valley of Kedarnath came alive with devotion, faith and celebration. A report.
To mark the auspicious occasion, the Kedarnath temple was adorned with 108 quintals of vibrant flowers. This elaborate floral decoration amplified grandeur of the temple premises, creating a mesmerizing sight for arriving devotees. As per tradition, the Panchmukhi Doli of Lord Kedarnath, carried in a ceremonial palanquin, began its spiritual journey from the Omkareshwar temple in Ukhimath on April 27. After halting at Guptkashi, Fata and Gaurikund, the revered procession reached Kedarnath Dham last evening. This morning, the temple doors were formally opened in the presence of a large gathering of devotees. To ensure a smooth and safe pilgrimage experience this year, the administration has implemented comprehensive arrangements. Earlier, the portals of Yamunotri and Gangotri temples were opened on April 30, while the gates of Badrinath Dham are scheduled to open on May 4. Santosh Thapliyal, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Moving on to the world of sports, in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. We have more from our sports desk.
Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals were all out for 117 in just 16.1 overs. Mumbai managed to set a huge target with Ryan Rickelton's fabulous innings of 61 runs. He was also declared player of the match. Today, host Gujarat Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. Moving on to the Asian Under-15 and Under-17 Boxing Championships in Jordan, India finished its campaign winning a total of 43 medals including 15 gold, 6 silver and 22 bronze medals. The country finished second overall just behind Kazakhstan. In badminton, India ended their Sudirman Cup campaign with a 3-2 win over England in their final Group D match in China yesterday. Despite the victory, India failed to reach the quarterfinals after earlier 1-4 losses to Denmark and Indonesia. With qualification hopes already over, India played freely as world number 44 Anupama Upadhyay comfortably beat England's Myung Ling Nang in women's singles. Satish Kumar, Karuna Karan, then edge pass Harry Huang in a tough men's single match, while Tanisha Krastu and Shruti Mishra sealed the tie for India. With Mayur Jain, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. Reporting under the headline, Want Attackers Brought to Justice, India tells US, the Hindustan Times states that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has spoken with his US counterpart, Pete Hegseth, who affirmed US solidarity with India. Post Pahalgam terror attack, India works to throttle Pakistan terror funding, get it back in watchdog FATF grey list, headlines the Indian Express. Quoting the Supreme Court as saying, don't demoralize troops, the Tribune reports that the Apex Court has refused to entertain a PIL for judicial probe into Pahalgam. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnava announces 400 crore rupees Indian Institute of Creative Technology on lines of IITs and IIMs, reports the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate Vizham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport to the nation in Kerala today. Prime Minister to also launch multiple development projects worth over 58,000 crore rupees in Amaravati, Andhra Pradesh. India to host Global Media Dialogue at Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. Over 60 countries to participate in the event. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says, record GST collection in April showcases resilience of Indian economy and effectiveness of cooperative federalism. Dust storm and heavy rain lash Delhi and its adjoining areas, bringing much needed relief to people from persistent heatwave. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians beat Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs in Jaipur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.